We found ourselves on a blacklist. Again, I mean, it's not that unique of an occurrence at this point. It's really like at this point, we should just have like a wall of all the company logos. AMD has shunted us over to their third-party PR agency. Oof! Oh, that's personal. After handling us internally for years, they've decided that we're not going to be sampled. So the 9950X3D2, the new CPU coming out, AMD excluded us not only from sampling, but from information ahead of any of the public announcements. That was kind of new for them. And this follows what we felt and talked about last year, where NVIDIA's implicit threats of access in exchange for maybe more favorably representing or talking about DLSS, and in particular, MFG4X, something that we refused to comply with back when it was concerning engineering interview access as a lever for including things that NVIDIA higher-ups might want to see in a review. We didn't comply with that one, and we also didn't change what we were talking about for AMD's Council of Corruption that they joined with the United States government, and I think that's what got us on this particular list this time. So we're kind of racking up the points here. I think it's a badge of honor. AMD, though, might be the first company to block access to both the hardware for at least this review and the early information access after, conveniently, we talked about the sort of corrupt circle of companies and their participation in it. The 9950X3D2 launches today for $900. Without testing it, which I can't because I don't have one right now, I can already tell you it's a ripoff because it's $900. And we know how the 9950X3D performs. The 9950X3D2, not going to be that different. So we can already tell you it's a ripoff, but we'll be able to do that with numbers too, because we were able to secure one before launch, and it should be arriving right about now. That's right, we're putting it into testing post-haste. We'll be a little late on the review, but we do have one. Our AMD What the Fuck coverage of what we think is AMD's corruption included what appears to be AMD violating its own corporate policies for how it handles political contributions. Giving $1 million to the MAGA Inc. super PAC that has a direct link to Trump and his Save America PAC, which transacts tens of millions of dollars between MAGA Inc. and Save America. Lisa Su attending the Melania movie premiere, a movie which resulted in a reported tens of millions of dollars of profit going to the president's family. Lisa Su joining the Council of Corruption, featuring Jeffrey Epstein associate Howard Lutnick and cousin Jensen Huang of NVIDIA. Lisa Su repeatedly licking the boots of Lutnick and Kratzios, the former of which has visited the island, and the latter of which thinks American technology can manipulate space and time. Lisa Su supporting the Trump administration's advocacy for reduced clean air and reduced clean water regulations as they relate to data center construction. Lisa Su directly supporting the policies that strip away states' rights for data center buildouts as the federal government steps in. Lisa Su directly supporting initiatives that we think have a disastrous environmental and a disastrous economic impact for actual normal everyday people. AMD is even working with the very lobbying firm that has represented surveillance companies Flock Safety and military industrial surveillance company Palantir in the past. AMD now seems to be listing on its disclosure forms lobbying relating to the FBI, which we're gonna talk about that too. I don't know, I'm not sure why. I just back doors anywhere. I don't know why. I have no idea. I'm just, you know, maybe a side of back doors. It's just it's the name of a food item at the catering menu. That's all I'm talking about here. It's not, nothing else is, no other backdoor references here. It is the name of let's move on. Now, before we ran that piece, AMD What the Fuck, we had emailed AMD a series of questions spanning months of emails asking about AMD's anti-consumer actions and selling out the American public, and also just people in general. And they did not reply. In fact, AMD has ignored our queries for months now, presumably because they're uncomfortable. These include emails that are simple, like rumors stating that AMD had discontinued driver support for its Z1 SoC found in the still-sold ASUS ROG Ally. This in particular looks bad. AMD is avoiding innocent questions about drivers from us. not just the uncomfortable questioning for them about their decision to funnel millions of dollars into the Trump administration's super PACs. AMD didn't answer a single one of those emails. In fact, AMD has shifted us over, it seems like, to third-party PR that I've never really worked with in any capacity before, because I guess we hurt their feelings. I don't know, but I don't really give a fuck. Fortunately, we don't need these companies for samples. We're not entitled to them, and we also can buy them or source them ourselves really without much issue or hassle. So enough of you want to see our reviews, fortunately for us, thank you, that you'll wait for us to say something about it. And if that means we're a couple days later, then so be it. That's fine. Because what we're not going to do is play whatever the fuck games AMD wants to play here, or NVIDIA in the past, or Intel in the past at various points in their histories, to get you a review. So we'll have our 9950X2D2 review up soon enough. Again, not entitled to it. It's fine. Like, I'm not complaining about the not getting the sample. The thing that I think is interesting is the timing of it, though. It just seems awfully suspicious that we start asking questions about some of these things that's not commonly discussed in the hardware reviews community, because it kind of teeters into mainstream and political discussion, and suddenly AMD clamps down. It's interesting. I think we're over the target. We brought you this video with the GN store at store.gamersnexus.net, which we're relying on increasingly to fund our operation as companies increasingly shun us. You can use code Puck Gamers Nexus for 10% off right now, because puck us, right? And you can get a large GN15 anti-static PC building mod mat approaching almost 10 years for sale on our store for your PC building needs. Also check out our retro IO themed coaster packs, complete with a floppy drive with floppy in the slot in a front panel. There's a retro colorway controller and more in the pack. Or consider our wildly popular Microslop t-shirts, which we've now sold through two complete rounds of. Our wireframe V2 mouse mats have also been popular lately. We just launched these, and they have extremely detailed cityscapes made of computer components in the most dystopian way possible, all the way down to the springs and the switches for the detail. If you're into tabletop gaming, consider our e-waste inductor tabletop gaming dice made of sharp edge resin, complete with wooden box, roll tray, and card. Or our Snowflake the Cat dice. Finally, our soldering and project mats continue to be highly popular for hobbyists and crafters and solderers. Find all of that and more on store.gamersnexus.net. And remember, Puck Gamers Nexus for 10% off. So AMD has got some new action going on with lobbying, and it actually has some ties indirectly to Palantir and Flock, kind of like Lisa Su's cousin, for example, Jensen Huang. AMD's stonewalling PR team has spent months not answering anything we've asked, but even though they don't respond to us, that won't stop us from sharing with you what we've found. We'll start with everyone's favorite, which is lobbying. For lobbying, among others, AMD has employed Bollard Partners, a lobbying firm with close ties to the Trump administration. Bollard Partners' clients include surveillance companies like Flock Safety and Palantir, putting AMD in great company. Palantir is the company that NVIDIA partnered with last year and has expanded its partnership with this year. If you'd forgotten, here's what Palantir does.
Our product is used on occasion to kill people.
And here's Palantir's CEO explaining a completely normal ideology.
Well, I love the idea of getting a drone and having light fentanyl-laced urine spraying on analysts who've tried to screw us.
Yeah, the company that's represented that guy's company is representing AMD. Bollard Partners also previously employed Pam Bondi, recently evicted attorney general, who has been playing the new hit game, Dodge the Deposition, when she avoided the Epstein files depositions shortly after boasting the Dow being 50,000.
The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing.
Bondi is stated by Senate.gov to have experience with, quote, extensive lobbying for wealthy special interests and foreign government, end quote, and for lobbying on behalf of private prisons, alongside lobbying on behalf of Amazon and Uber, some of these while working for Bollard Partners. So this is the firm that AMD hired for its lobbying efforts, or one of them, anyway. As for Flock Safety, they're probably best known to our audience for expanding what appears to be a surveillance network around the United States, and this includes, quote, using AI to report us to police if it thinks our movement patterns are suspicious, end quote, per the ACLU, part of a growing concern around pre-crime arrests. In other words, Minority Report.
Look, I'm not with the ACLU on this, Jeff, but let's not kid ourselves. We are arresting individuals who have broken no law.
But they will.
That's what we're using AI for. And AMD's got a lot of AI that it wants to sell. Flock was partnered with Ring Cameras briefly. We reported on that in a special report on our GNCA channel in depth, if you're curious. And both work directly with law enforcement agencies in some capacity. Flock and Palantir have both been linked to pre-crime and predictive policing accusations. So AMD has gotten into the same bed with the same people that Jensen Huang just got out of, and now they all have surveillance herpes. AMD has spent millions of dollars lobbying for years, according to Open Secrets data, with a significant increase ever since policymakers started discussing AI more often. AMD spent nearly $5 million on lobbying in 2025, the most money it's ever spent on political lobbying costs, and a massive increase from $2.7 million in 2024. So if you're wondering what your 9800X3D gaming CPU purchases support, it's stuff like this. AMD also lobbied to the tune of $4.45 million in 2021 under the Biden administration, which included money to lobby on the CHIPS Act. Now, the CHIPS Act would benefit AMD, like a lot of these other companies, in the form of taxpayer money to the tune of billions of dollars, which somehow doesn't seem to really go directly back to benefiting the very taxpayers who are funding them. Instead, it benefits other large corporations who make it very difficult for normal people to buy computers. AMD's keeping at it in 2026. In the first quarter of this year, AMD spent $990,000 to lobby on topics like the CHIPS Act, national security, the Department of Energy's Genesis mission, and a smattering of proposed export control laws, including the GAIN AI Act, the AI Overwatch Act, and the Chip Security Act. AMD's political efforts reach all parts of the federal government. In addition to including the State, Commerce, Energy, and Treasury Departments, AMD's lobbying disclosures form named the FBI and Federal Trade Commission. The FTC is the federal agency in charge of enforcing consumer protection and antitrust laws. Just to be clear, the agency that protects consumers from large corporations is being lobbied by large corporations for seemingly no relevant reason whatsoever. Surely there's no connection here. Now, we're not clear on why specifically AMD lobbied the FTC and the FBI, but the inclusion of these agencies suggests that AMD is at this point trying to influence politics and policies at basically every single level of the federal government. We looked into AMD's 2026 lobbying further. AMD hired Venture Government Strategies to lobby the government on, quote, issues related to funding for computing, end quote, as well as energy development in the fiscal year 27 budget. AMD's new BFF lobbying firm has taken in around $16.1 million for 2025, including such great clients as Boeing, Most Hated ISP Charter, and the company accused of using sweatshops for manufacturing, Xi'an Group. Good company for AMD. AMD listed the government's Genesis mission again, which is spearheaded by Michael Kratsios, director of the White House Science and Technology Policy Group. Kratsios is the same guy AMD invited to join on stage at its Consumers Eat Shit show, where AMD showed a distorted AI map of the United States while it advocated for education for children and showed off the famed Mizobamziana, talking about building data centers as fast as possible.
Next, we need to get AI infrastructure and energy production right. We've taken significant actions to streamline permitting to data center construction.
AMD also spent $120,000 to lobby the government on MI325 license applications, which is presumably to sway the government to approve export licenses for selling the MI325X chip to China, if we are to believe the narrative that these GPUs are simply too powerful for another nation to have access to, then this is selling out the American people. But you can't have it both ways. China can't both be an adversary too dangerous to grant access to these chips and a customer. That is, unless you're AMD, in which case that sort of feels exactly like what's happening. In addition to lobbying, AMD gave $1 million to a Trump-aligned super PAC called MAGA Inc. in January 2025. This is the first type of contribution like this that AMD had made in over two decades. This is new for them. Based on searching the Federal Election Commission's website and digging up everything we could find, we think this violates the spirit of AMD's corporate policies that clearly state AMD doesn't participate in any political activity except through its separate employee-funded PAC. AMD's policies also say that AMD doesn't fund or participate in political expenditures. qualifying as a 501c4. So AMD's contribution to MAGA Inc. seems like a contradiction, but maybe AMD doesn't take its own corporate policy seriously. AMD hasn't updated the links, after all, to its federal lobbying disclosure forms on its policy page for a year now. Meanwhile, Lisa Su has become a frequent guest at the White House, cozying up to President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. Lisa Su has praised President Trump in government press releases and in person at the White House.
Well, Mr. President, it's such an honor to be here, and the incredible work that your administration has done to support the semiconductor industry. You know, we're building the brains behind all of the wonderful AI that's being built here. And I think the amount of acceleration that we've seen just in the few short months that the administration has been in place is really, we're so grateful for that support.
She even appeared in a promotional video that the government called AI and the White House.
We want to make sure that America is winning and America is first. And to do that, we need to ensure that we educate the next generation.
Yet somehow, whenever she's not busy advocating for a jingoistic approach to technology, the company she helms is advocating for a reduction in export controls. Perhaps Lisa Su's appearance in the White House video is what earned her an invite to the private Melania screening, or a spot on the President's Council of Corruption, along with the likes of NVIDIA's Jensen Huang, Oracle's Larry Ellison, and Meta's Mark Zuckerberg. When she's not meeting the Trumps, Lisa Su boasts about meeting other cabinet officials, including Epstein Islander and the Department of Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and erroneous tweeter and Department of Energy Secretary Chris Wright, the last of whom tweeted and deleted in a sequence that influenced global markets. And just to be clear, we are not saying nor suggesting that it's market manipulation. We have no idea. We haven't covered Chris Wright much before, but he's also in the data center business. Last October, Wright directed the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the independent agency that regulates the sale and transportation of electricity, oil, and natural gas across states, to initiate rules that would accelerate power connections for AI data centers. In a letter to the FERC, Wright wrote that, quote, large loads, including AI data centers served by public utilities, must be able to connect to the transmission system in a timely, orderly, and non-discriminatory manner. This is an urgent issue that requires prompt attention, end quote. It's always interesting how the large corporate issues of access to power, cost, water, energy are urgent issues. But for everyone else, I guess you get water that comes out of the faucet and catches on fire if you use a lighter near it.
Just like that.
As for AMD's strategy in all this, AMD has taken to the successful PR strategy of literally ignoring everything. Just don't even acknowledge the questions if they make you uncomfortable. That's been their strategy for months now for us. And for us, this has included, again, consumer-first questions about things as innocent as driver support. It's such a layup. If the question is, hey, the rumors say you're not going to support this thing you're still selling anymore, would you like to respond? And they don't respond? That looks pretty fucking bad. And that was the easiest of the questions they didn't respond to. But here's the timeline for everything. January 7th, we emailed AMD to ask the company to provide evidence that its plan to use AI to, quote, help design a renewable energy source as powerful as the sun itself, end quote, would be possible. And yes, we're aware of both fusion and fission, but the phrase as powerful as the sun itself has some pretty strict meanings. Also, both of those things worked on before AI was a concept. So there's that too. But, you know, just curious, where are you gonna get the power source that is, I don't know, 385 Yoda watts of power? And not that Yoda, the other, you know, other Yoda.
It's energy surrounds us.
But AMD didn't answer that question. January 28th, we asked AMD to confirm or deny reports that Lisa Su had attended the Melania movie premiere, a movie for which the production was paid a reported $40 million by tech companies, with a reported $28 million in profit for the Trump family. Su attended Melania's movie on the same day Ice killed Alex Pretty. As for that email, AMD did not answer. February 16th, we asked AMD to explain to us how it was not actively violating its own political engagement policies. The policies state that, quote, AMD does not currently participate in any political activity or referenda except through the AMD PAC. The AMD PAC is a separate one for employees. It's to the tune of thousands of dollars, not millions of dollars, which is what we caught in the public filings AMD, you know, giving. Quote, similarly, AMD does not currently participate or fund any political independent expenditures that would qualify as a 501c4, end quote. We then noted that AMD donated $1 million to MAGA Inc. This is unrelated to AMD's employee PAC, and this is particularly interesting to us because from what we understand and speaking with lawyers, if this goes south for AMD at any point, this could be a potential vector for them for an investor lawsuit. If the decision to engage in this type of behavior goes south, and if they're found to be violating their own policies that they publicly state and disclose to investors. But we're not experts on that part. So, anyway, AMD didn't respond. On February 22nd, we emailed AMD about a rumor that AMD had ceased Z1 driver development. The Z1 SoC is still actively sold right now, on shelves right now. We asked AMD about the driver status, whether it's in maintenance mode, active development, and if AMD has a stop date target on the Z1's development. And to this innocent question about a product, AMD did not respond. Separately from all of this, we had asked AMD to provide CPU units for two end users who had their computers burn up in house fires. One got a lot of traction on Reddit. AMD had committed these parts, then didn't send them, crossing the period where we published our critical coverage of AMD, including the AMD What the Fuck piece, and after following up, AMD did eventually send them. Now, in this case, our understanding from unofficial channels is that this was unrelated to our coverage, and that's fine. Might even believe that. But it sure doesn't look good with the timing and with all of this other bullshit that AMD has engaged in. Sort of poisoning the well. Now, all of this aside, it really seems like AMD doesn't want people talking about any of this stuff. It's like AMD would rather the computer hardware reviewers not talk about anything relating to AMD's anti-consumer actions and its recent political engagements that just happen to be bad for basically anyone who's not a company, which, of course, are people, according to U.S. law, at least. That's how it feels. So AMD, historically, it has had a vindictive senior management team when it comes to product review sampling. We've experienced this in the past. Our experiences during Vega and some of the early Ryzen days following some of AMD's bullshit games they played won them a lot of bullshit awards for their bullshit games. And we saw the end result of that being restrictions on sampling and being cut off inevitably until someone else stepped in and said, what the fuck are you people doing? This doesn't accomplish anything valuable. So we're not sure if that's what's going on here again today, but whatever it is, certainly this is stuff that I've been through plenty with AMD. I mean, I've been through more blackout periods with AMD comms over a longer period of time than most of the people who work there now. Like, that's how long we've been doing this. So, got the experience to kind of call it when we see it, know what it is. As for the 9950X3D2 review, and we'll review it as normal. We have a sample coming in. We were able to secure one before the launch. Didn't arrive in time, but it's almost here.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Probably it's getting here the same day this video goes up. So we'll commence testing immediately and get a review up. And just by looking at the price, you know, $900 for a 9950X3D, but now two, I can tell you it's not going to be worth it. Like, that's going to be the conclusion, but we'll still test it anyway. For sampling, AMD claims that it didn't have many samples. I happened to get the list of the reviewers they sampled. And when we spoke with reviewers, the ones we spoke with were shocked when we revealed we didn't get one. And again, that's fine for me. I really don't mind sourcing stuff on my own. It's really just more of the, okay, this is some pretty interesting timing, matched with the pretty interesting silence to a lot of questions, including ones just about driver support. And so you kind of look at the sum of the parts and have to wonder who it was at AMD that said, stop fucking talking to this guy. But anyway, it's AMD's decision to not sample us, just like it will remain our decision to say whatever we want about AMD's connections and corporate engagements with the government and what we think is corruption. So, you know, I think these companies would sure love it if reviewers would just focus on talking about why you should buy the parts and reviewing them strictly from a purchasing perspective. But these days, honestly, as we've said in the past, you can't just ignore the man behind the curtain anymore. Like, the shit these companies are doing, is you got to take it as the full picture to understand the true impact of sort of how this industry is progressing, how the hobby is progressing, and how the silicon companies are all kind of structured and in bed with each other in a way that really restricts consumer access to hardware and certainly creates a lot of monopolistic concerns and antitrust concerns. But, you know, I guess if you just lobby the FTC, then you don't have to worry too much about those. So we'll have a review on the 9950X3D2 soon enough. And I guess in the meantime, yeah, that's it for now. Check back for more. And remember, Puck Gamers Nexus. You can go to store.gamersnexus.net to support us directly, or patreon.com/gamersnexus. Subscribe for more. We'll see you all next time.